Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo, and we are joined today by my husband and co-host, Mr. Greg Braun.
Good to be here, and I do have a good dad joke for you today.
Okay, let's hear it.
Why do I not like trees?
I don't know.
Because they seem shady.
Ooh, good one.
But that's really a joke. I really do love trees.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying in case anyone was concerned about your love of trees.
Trees rock.
Yes. Yeah. Today we are going to talk about the little thing called FOMO, fear of missing out, that we often experience as we are stepping outside of our comfort zone, stepping outside of the norm, and see everyone kind of continuing to do what they had been doing and then going, wait a second, I'm not a part of that anymore. And how it has impacted our lives as it pertains to our entrepreneurial choices, athletic endeavors, our choice to stop drinking, all of those things, and discuss some of the things that are pretty normal for people to feel and experience along the way. So can you think of a time when you have felt FOMO come on strong?
Yeah, I mean, like when I stopped drinking, that was obviously a big big eye-opening experience of FOMO, because you're watching, you know, all your friends, all, you know, everyone at the cookout drinking and having a good time, and you're the one that's drinking water. So you have this immediate, especially in the beginning, this immediate feeling of like, oh, I'm missing out on the fun. I'm missing out on the party.
Right. I felt that way when I was doing bodybuilding, because it was like, I can't go to the night out because I have to get up early in the morning and continue my training plan. Yeah. Or kind of the same with alcohol. Like, we would go to dinner and I would bring my food in a Tupperware container. And it wasn't really fear of missing out. I was there, but I was definitely experiencing a totally different
experience
moment. Yeah. It was just not even the same.
Because food is love.
Yeah.
We get together, we eat good food, you know, and it's like part of the experience. And then when you show up and you get your chicken and veggies and everyone else is eating amazing pizza, you're like, oh, you're missing out.
Man, I'm missing out. Right. Anytime we step outside of our comfort zone or make a major decision to make change, we experience some sort of FOMO. And I think that that has always been the case. And in person, those were examples that we gave. But I think social media also plays into that, because you continue to see people going about their day to day, staying in their routines, showcasing kind of what they're doing and or what they're going to be doing. And you're like, oh man, I'd really like to be there. Or, oh man, I would really like to do some of those things. So it's definitely challenging when you have social media and the ability to see what people are doing in real time at all times that wasn't there when we didn't have social media. And I'm not demonizing it at all. I love social media.
Yeah.
But it definitely adds. And I remember our kids experiencing that, specifically our daughter, you know, not knowing exactly how to handle that.
It's fear of missing out. But when we have the ability to literally see what everyone else is doing, it's like, I see what I'm missing out on. So like, if friends go to a concert and you don't get invited or something, you're seeing what you're missing out on. That's like not even the fear of it, but like it's way more intense.
You know? And like the psychological effects of that are, you make it naturally about you. So in your example, you see people at a concert and you're like, I didn't get invited. It probably wasn't and isn't about you. And you weren't necessarily not invited for any reason other than, you know, it just didn't work out that way. But we internalize it and think, oh my God, why wasn't I invited? Or
what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Right, right. So it definitely makes you feel isolated for sure. And entrepreneurially, is that a word? Entrepreneurially?
Sounds good.
If it's not, it sounds awesome. It's big and amazing. But so we're going to roll with it. Entrepreneurially, we experience that as well. So, you know, for a large majority of our careers, we worked in an office. We worked in an atmosphere where you kind of show up and you know what your role is. You know what you're to do. You know when you leave, you're done for the most part.
You're part of a team.
Right. Yeah. And when we stepped out on our own and opened our own mortgage brokerage, Braun Mortgage Group, it was just you and I, like, out on an island. And we could see other banks. We could see other teams doing their thing. And then we really had to pull together and decide, like, even though we're not a part of that, we can make this work. And there's a really big, strong why behind what we're doing. Yep. So those nights when we were working, those early mornings when we were waking up, it felt really lonely. It felt really outside of, like, what the norm of this position should be, and it added a little bit of stress. Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily like fear of missing out, but it was definitely this feeling of isolation that felt like lack or not being a part of the team, trudging forward on our own in those moments when we had to push through with no one else there kind of cheering us on or collaborating in ideas.
And along those lines, you know, during the time of the build, you're building in complete obscurity. No one knows or understands what you're doing when you're starting your own business and you're in that growth phase, especially early on. So there were things that you only have the time that you have in the day. So there were things that we had to say no to, events that we didn't get to go to, you know, weekend trips, whatever. So we had the FOMO thing going on then, because your belief is stronger than what, you know, the thing is that you're saying no to.
Right.
Also, when you work for somebody else and you're starting your own business, you kind of immediately feel this sense of, like, no one's holding me accountable for anything. So I don't know if it's fear of missing out or more of a awareness of, like, I'm on my own now, you know, like, this is grown up stuff. 'Cause I don't have a manager. Like, what are your numbers this month? And then the first time that no one's doing that, you're like,
It's awfully quiet.
Yeah.
I still feel that way now, like, even doing this podcast, or as I've been writing my book, or as we've done music, there are many times when we have spent hours late on Friday night finishing up recording something, or wake up early in the morning to work on something, where you feel like, gosh, I missed out on that event. Yeah. I missed out on that community, you know, food truck night, because I was working on something. I had a deadline, self-imposed deadline half of the time, but you do see it happening around you. And it does make you question psychologically. It does make you question, like, is what I'm doing worth it? I feel like there are moments when I'm not living or I'm not participating in life because I'm working on things, but it's finding that kind of ebb and flow of, like, making sure that you're giving your projects the amount of time that they need, reminding yourself that there's a real strong reason why you're doing it. Yeah. And that really, you're not really missing out on anything. There will be a next time. Or if it's that big of an event or something that you definitely don't want to miss out on, you are able to make that decision along the way, right? You have to, like, discern what's more important in that moment.
Yes. And I think that comes with maturity and a knowing.
Yeah.
A knowing. You use the examples of the Friday nights. Like, there's been a few Friday nights where the weeks are taxing. We're busy every minute of the day, from the moment we get up till the moment we go to bed. We're like, what could you have cut out of that day?
Right.
And it wasn't any time wasted. It was all working on things and being with the family and, you know, doing everything that's part of the plan. But you missed out on stuff. You missed out on fun leisure activities, maybe. I'm not up on the current politics of the day. I'm not up on the current drama of the world, because I'm so just locked in on what I'm doing. And that might be silly to some people, but for me, it makes a lot of sense, because it's like, if it's important enough, someone's going to tell me, or my phone's going to light up. So you are missing out on stuff on purpose.
Yeah. And that's, you keep saying, like, it's
is
not
that
necessarily
POMO, purposely missing out on stuff.
Well, there is JOMO, the joy of missing out.
Amen. There you go.
That's, yeah. There. But you mentioned, like, it's not necessarily the fear of missing out. And I agree. It isn't now, because we're convicted in our choices. We have a plan.
Yeah, yeah.
But initially, when we first stopped drinking, initially, when I first started doing any athletic endeavor that required a lot of me, initially, when I started saying no to things, it is really hard and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because you do naturally want to be a part of the pack. You want to be a part of the action. You want to be in the know. You want to feel like you're involved. Yep. And when you're not, it's like, are people going to remember me? Are people going to still want to hang out with me?
Oh yeah. That's so true. When you're not as convicted in what you're doing, it makes FOMO a very hard thing to deal with. Early in my career, when I would pack my lunch and go to work, and you know, when you're on a team, it's like, you don't want to be the one guy that's staying back and be like, I'm going to have my salad, you know, we're all going to the buffet. You want to come, you know, eat sushi or whatever, you know? And it's like, yeah. Oh man, that's hard to do. But yeah. If you have a goal, like for example, when you're doing bodybuilding or you're competing for something, just like right now, like we're trying to be very healthy with the food that we're eating because we want to stay strong and healthy because we're doing some pretty intense MMA workouts with jiu-jitsu and kickboxing. And it's like, I want to show up every day strong and able. And so I don't really want to eat a lot of bad food because that's going to hurt me there, you know? Right. So that's an easier way to see it. Like it's easy for me now to decline the lunch. But if you're not as convicted and you're just starting out on a journey of fitness or health or just trying to save money by packing your lunch, because that really does save a lot of money.
Right.
It might be really hard at first. But the cool thing is, like, people will get used to, like, that's just what you do. And there's other alternatives to this too, you know?
Yeah, you find that you are often not missing out and that people aren't going to forget about you or not want to include you, even though it feels isolating.
Yeah.
It also, as you've been saying that, reminded me of this notion of no or hell yes.
Yeah.
Derek Sivers of CD Baby, we read it in a book somewhere a decade ago, and it kind of gave
Tools of Titans.
Tools of Titans, yeah. Tim Ferriss, excellent book.
My God.
But it kind of gave us permission to say, it's either a no or a hell yes. There is no in between. So if someone asks me to do something and it doesn't align with my goal or what I'm doing and it isn't a hell yes, it's a no. And being okay with that and realizing that, like, it's a no because what I might be missing out on is less than what I have to gain in my own personal conviction about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's been huge. Yeah. That came up just recently when we were making a decision to go do something. It was like exciting and I want to go do it. And then all of a sudden you start looking into it. You start figuring out, like, how does that fit in my week? And then it isn't a hell yes anymore.
Yeah.
It's a no.
It's a yes. It's a, that'd be cool.
It's a warm, like.
But if you live your life with hell yes or no, and there's no in between, then you start making some hard decisions. It helps you make these hard decisions so much easier.
That's right.
Because if we weren't convicted in a hell yes or no operating system for life,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It would be like,
you'd be yanked around.
Yanked around by your emotions.
That's right.
And people pleasing and the opportunity. But it's like, but it's not a hell yes.
Yeah.
And there's been a few things, even just this year, that have been like, possible things that we would look into or do, and it was like, it's not a hell yes.
It doesn't fit. And here's the thing. I'm still going to see people posting about it on social media. I'm still going to hear about it. I'm still going to wonder, I didn't show up to that event. Did I miss an opportunity?
And it's human to feel like, oh, I'm sad I did miss out. You're going to feel that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But I understand that it just did not fit appropriately or correctly or align appropriately with what we have going on.
That's right.
And so therefore it makes it so much easier to be like, I'm not really fearing missing out. I understand why I'm missing out, and then really evaluate, like, what am I really missing out on? And kind of dig deeper into that curiosity around that.
Think about that when you're making a big decision. I mean, it's hell yes or no. And then eventually you realize, like, there's no in between in your life. It's all hell yes.
Yeah.
And there's no filler and, like, things that come up on the weekend that you're like, oh my God, we committed to this thing and it was a warm yes. But now we're like, oh, it's D-Day. It's time to go do the thing. And we're like,
I'm so guilty of that a lot. And I just feel so bad. I'm glad that we yin and yang, because you hold me accountable to things that I'm not like, it's not that I don't want to go or that I don't want to do. It's just, I was excited when I committed to it. And then as time goes on, whatever I'm feeling, I've decided, like, oh, I don't really want to. And with you as my rock, you kind of say, like, we committed to it, we have to. And that's become then my character and my narrative over the years too, is that, like, I committed to it when I was excited. I'm not so excited, but I still committed to it and I have to show up.
Yeah.
And that's for anything. That's not just for events or outside people. That's for yourself too.
Yeah.
And that comes into play so many times as this fear of missing out, decision-making
yeah.
conversation kind of evolves here.
And you know what? Fear of missing out is a natural part of being a leader.
Yeah.
So back to the lunch example. You might be the only one out of six people that's like, hey, I'm gonna eat a salad at my desk. And
or I'm going to pack to save money or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yes, you might be missing out on the group going out to lunch, but the next day, somebody else might pack their lunch as well. And then you might have a buddy sitting there. You know, so if your why and why you're doing it is right and it's a hell yes, you know, you might discover that there's things that you're helping other people and your fear of missing out becomes quieter and quieter.
Yeah.
And the joy of seeing improvement in your life and the joy of feeling like, hey, I helped somebody. I mean, is there any greater feeling? Like, literally, that's yeah. like the greatest feeling in the world of like,
that's what keeps me going most of the time.
Seeing someone else emulate or ask for advice on something or do what you're doing and you know it's the right thing. Like yeah. that just feels really good, you know,
yeah.
and it's, we're all kind of in this together. And, but growth, part of growth is FOMO for sure. Yeah.
Well, and it's easy to talk about it on our day-to-day life here that we're having a conversation about, most relatable that way. But you have to think about the people who have been disruptors in their industry that yeah. are high-level performers or thought leaders. They've spent a lot of lonely nights. They've said no to a lot of things to change literally the trajectory of the world in some cases. If you think about Elon Musk or Oprah Winfrey, you have examples of people who really had to break out of what societal norms were, break out of what they were expected to do, spend a lot of time on themselves, with themselves, saying no to things, fearing that they're not going to be accepted, fearing that they're not going to be remembered when they show back up with their idea and their plan that they've been working on behind closed doors. And they just had to keep their head down, keep their blinders up, and keep trudging forward. And so yeah. at all different levels of life, from packing your lunch to creating electric cars, it's all the same human experience.
Yeah.
It's just having the strength and the vision to see it through. I read this quote the other day or saw on Instagram something that said, when the why is strong enough, the how is easy.
Yeah.
And that really resonated with me because it was like, if I know exactly why, if I can feel it in my bones, I have chills, what a nerd. If I know why and I can feel it, then I may not know how to do it like exactly right, but I will figure it out because
yep.
I feel strongly enough about why I'm doing it in the first place. That's another way to keep that FOMO on the quiet side.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know how yet. I'll figure it out. It just means enough to me to not worry about all that other stuff and all the extra noise.
Yeah. And results.
Yeah.
Once you start seeing results from whatever the thing is that you're doing, the FOMO gets even quieter.
That's right. So you've mentioned this a couple times, but you know, when you see someone kind of jump on board, mm-hmm. or maybe they don't jump on board, maybe no one starts packing with you, but you might see around the corner somebody else who's sitting under a tree eating their packed lunch, right? Mm-hmm. It, where I'm going with this is that loneliness that you feel or that fear of missing out on what you always knew mm-hmm. as the norm opens up spaciousness for new opportunities, for connection, mm-hmm. for groups that you may become a part of that you didn't see before, mm-hmm. and gives you a little bit more of a new perspective
yeah.
of what's possible
yeah.
in that arena too. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, fear of missing out is I'm not going to be seen. I'm not going to have fun. I'm not going to, who am I? Is anybody going to care? Mm-hmm. But it's also that feeling of loneliness. The flip side of that is that it creates opportunity.
Yeah.
There's always a flip side. There's always a positive spin to a new change yeah. in your life that feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge key, at least for myself. I've had to learn that it's okay to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be by yourself with your own thoughts, with no distractions. Understand what's happening there, because that's how you're going to develop and understand who you are and what your operating system is. And it is lonely, like starting a business, being a creative person. You know, I know personally, I spend hours by myself with my instrument or creating on a computer screen. You spend hours, you know, writing your book, creating music. I mean, just all these things are like solo mission. And they come together as collaborations, you know, with interviewing other people and playing music with other people. But a lot of the unseen hours are by yourself, you know, grinding it out. And when you're doing that, you're definitely missing out on maybe going golfing or, you know, like the mm-hmm. fun stuff that you might be missing out on. But I think in the beginning, especially, it feels really lonely, but you're going to find a new tribe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was meaning.
Who is on this other level of like, they're focused and creative too. And you might be able to connect and know like, okay. And there's comfort in that for me, it knowing that like, this isn't just me. I'm not alone here. This is how it is when you're building something. It's hours and hours of, you know,
yeah, you're kind of like time. In purgatory. And you've mentioned this before where like, and I think you read this or heard this somewhere else too, but where when you step outside of what you normally do and you do something different, whatever that endeavor is, it could be something really small or really big. It doesn't matter. It's uncomfortable and it's lonely because you've left the tribe that's doing what you've always done in the past and what the norm has been. And you've not yet found your tribe that's your doing
yeah.
what you're doing now yeah. or what's more in alignment with the direction that you want to go in your life. And so that space in between is definitely that space where you are lonely and you question yourself and you're not sure. And
yeah. And the old tribe's calling you back.
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing it on social media. Oh, we're partying. We're having, and you're like, but I just know I got to keep going here.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. So for anyone who is experiencing a little FOMO, know that it is a completely relatable, normal feeling to feel like you're missing something. But if your why is strong enough, you'll figure out how. You'll learn to have the conviction to decide no or hell yes. You'll use these tools and you'll learn about yourself in a way that you maybe haven't experienced before that quiets that FOMO. So keep going. Don't give up. Just even the awareness that this space in between is really uncomfortable and weird is often helpful.
I also want to say, you know, thank you for listening to us. We just love to share the things that we've learned on our journey, and it makes us feel so good to see so many people from all over the world tuning in every week and listening. So thank you for listening and sharing with your friends and following us on social media.
I copy that 100%, that same sentiment. And it's really fun to see people share with us where they've been able to implement some of the things that we've shared and be more courageous or take something head on or have a new perspective. So thank you again for tuning in, and definitely reach out and share some of your stories. And remember, FOMO is real, but it can be quiet. And JOMO.
Turn your FOMO into JOMO.
JOMO is real too. And maybe that transition happens the more comfortable you become in the in-between. Heyo! Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me, and be sure to thank yourself for showing up.